This may sound like a typical hockey game, but if you listen closely, you can hear something else. That's the sound of the puck. It makes that sound because the players are blind. The Toronto Ice Owls are Ontario's only blind hockey team. Blind hockey is similar to regular hockey, but there are a few differences. All the players are blind. Their vision ranges from legally blind to totally blind. And as you heard, the puck makes noise. And it's a little bigger and slower than a traditional puck. The nets are only 3 feet high. That's about a foot lower than a regulation net. This is to keep the puck low. It only makes noise when it's touching the ice. The Ice Owls have been around since 1972. This is Wayne St. Denis. He's been playing for the Ice Owls for 21 years and is the team's general manager.
Yeah, so it was just fun to be able to get back on the ice and play hockey. And now the sport's grown, so we actually play in tournaments all the time. So it's competitive. So it's great for people that had the opportunity to play competitive hockey before. You know, you play in tournaments, and it's a lot of fun with people from all over Canada and also all over in the U.S.
Wayne says the team currently has 26 players, between 20 and 79 years old. This season, the team has added a few new players, including Chaz Misuraca. Chaz lost his vision this past July. Before that, he played regular hockey, but now he's starting over. Only 2 games into blind hockey, he still has a lot to learn.
I came out last week for the first time, assuming these guys wouldn't really know how to skate or pass a puck, and I actually puked last game. I was skating so hard. And then I came back again, and I'll be playing every Sunday from now on. It's really competitive hockey, a lot harder than I was anticipating it to be. Especially to be knowing I'm playing with an almost 80-year-old man who I couldn't tell was out there. Like, he skates just as hard as the rest of us. I hope that I can skate like that when I'm 80.
Chaz's experience is typical of first-time players. It takes everyone a while to get used to listening for the puck. Randy Banks has been playing for a year.
The puck is, you got to, I guess, because my vision's still not too bad, I tend to see the puck before I'm not used to the hearing of it yet. I'm starting to get used to it, but the puck is a lot, there's less action with that puck. It doesn't bounce the same when it hits the boards. It moves slower. So all that takes into effect when you're passing and you know, receiving. You got to take that into account, and then the smaller nets, of course, and the goalies. So yeah, that they have to be blind. So it's been different, but it's been fun. So.
The difficulties for the players goes beyond what happens on the ice. Just getting to the rink every week can be a challenge. That's why the families and support systems of each player are so important. Ted Maritsugu says his wife plays a huge role in him being able to play on a weekly basis.
Well, you guys used to play outside?
No. Oh. So the guy who lost the slides are still going to be the last.
Ready to run for the money.
He was a blind guy, snowmobiling across the
ice.
And for me, the biggest support is my family. My wife drives me and another player here every week, and she winds up talking to people in the hallway, you know, telling them about blind hockey. Also, she helped us get the equipment out of the storage room, and you know, it's the most important part. Feature for my next wife will be that she has a driver's license in the car.
Blind hockey teams in Vancouver and Calgary all get support from their city's NHL teams. That's not the case for the Ice Owls. Veteran player David Burnett says he'd love to have a relationship with the Leafs.
Oh, it'd be awesome. Just the exposure. Sometimes some of the equipment would be great. Just the encouragement with people like that that'd help. And when we're going to various places, to have transportation covered would be awesome. A lot of the blind people aren't that well off in terms of job prospects on that. And so funding to go, for example, to Western Canada or going down to Pittsburgh, very challenging for a lot of them. And so if we had the backing of the professionals, it would be something that would really make a difference for us.
Luca DeMontis, program director for Canadian Blind Hockey, says there's been no discussions with the Leafs.
It's something that like both parties really aren't discussing anything, to be completely honest. However, it's something that I hope and wish and dream for this team and for the sport, because usually when a big market team gets involved, it's going to help not only the team, but it's going to help the sport as a whole.
In the meantime, the team is always looking for volunteers to help out.
Definitely just be to contact myself, Wayne, one of the members, and just explain how they're willing to help. There's different ways. There's always different ways to help. You've touched on a greater number of them, from rides and just guides. Guides is a huge thing. Fundraising is also big. With more fundraising, definitely this team would be allowed to go to many other tournaments that are across the country, summer camps that we plan with Canadian Blind Hockey.
Despite the struggles of getting everyone to the rink and not having the same support of some of the other blind hockey teams in Canada, just being able to play means a lot to the players. This is Ted Maritsugu. He turns 80 in a few months.
It's fun. It's hanging out with the guys as part of it, social thing. I know some of them have talked to some of the players, and the wife has talked to their wives, their families, and they've had depression with eye loss. And being able to play hockey, you're doing something that sighted people can do. So you don't feel left out, and you can't feel sorry for yourself. The other guys are razzing you like any other hockey dressing room, and you realize you're not alone. You're not the only one who's going through whatever problems is bothering you. It's helping that way. It's like almost like psychotherapy in a way, I guess, for a lot of guys.
For the Ryerson Documentary Unit, I'm Nicholas Cunha.